Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We gotta find love.
Oh yeah.
We gotta find something. It's time for Second Chance Romance, everyone. Get ready.
Find that ham behind the couch.
That's right. Or that cat in the couch.
Ooh.
See, second hour, by the way, for that story. Who do we have, Holly?
We're going to Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how are you?
You know
hey.
What? Couldn't be better. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Brandon, welcome to Second Chance Romance. You're live right now on the show. We got to tell you that so you don't sue us. Go ahead and tell us your dating story, please.
Hey, guys. Like, I'm excited to talk to you. So Mandy and I, we met on a dating app. And, wow, we had fun on our date. And okay. I really want to take her out again. Okay. You know, weather permitting, maybe we can go on a hike together next. I mean... Yeah, it was
not,
fun.
Well, weather not.
Nah. Yeah, I wouldn't talk about that right now. Yeah,
for the best for outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're gonna need a little more info than that. What? Tell us about your date, if you would.
Okay, all right. So we have a lot in common, and we both like to be outdoors. That's what we really connected on. So you know, since it's been pretty cold and icy, we just decided to go to Mall of America. Walk around, have some food, and she needed to return something. So all in all, it was a nice, successful day, and, you know,
okay.
I don't think anything weird happened. You know, honestly, I'd say maybe if somebody was listening in our conversation, they might even think that we weren't on our first date because, you know, we messaged online for a couple weeks leading up to the date, so it didn't really feel like a first date. And we skipped ahead. We got into our lifestyles, where we see ourselves in 5 years, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys were just doing a running errands kind of date, like something that folks would be doing many months into a relationship.
Yeah, we were comfortable with each other.
Hmm. Okay.
So, well, did you kiss? No. Did you hug? I mean, clearly you need our help for something here. I mean, how did it end?
Yeah, we hugged. Okay, so I walked her to her car at the end of the date, and we hugged. I gave her a kiss on the cheek, and, you know, I could feel that there was something between us.
Okay.
And I texted her. I felt that way. Maybe that's why. I mean, I'm not sure. But either way, I texted her a couple of days later, and she still hasn't gotten back to me. And I'm ready to take my profile down and seriously date her, to be honest, you know? So I don't know what the deal is really going on right now.
So you waited, oh, wow. you waited a few days before you texted her?
Yeah, no, I texted her right away and then I didn't get an answer. So I texted a couple days later and
got it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, it sounds pretty normal to me, but you know, you wouldn't be here if it, you know, so.
Yeah, we got to figure out why she's not texting you back.
Well, Brandon, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You are going to be able to hear everything. Now, Mandy has been on hold. She can't hear anything. All she knows is that she's taking part in a dating segment on our show. So she doesn't know that this is necessarily about you. So hold on just a second, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you.
Right, Brandon, maybe it came on too strong.
Who was crop dusting at the Old Navy?
Let's be real.
Possibly.
We just back into the rack.
That's right.
You're only going to give me the sale price? What? Yeah.
I got to look at this clearance rack of t-shirts for a second. Let's put up Mandy.
Oh.
Hi, Mandy. Are you there?
Hi.
Hey. How are you doing, Mandy?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
You know what? Pretty good. Mandy, welcome to our show. Welcome to our
Hi,
show.
Hi, thank you.
You're live on the air. No, thank you. We know this is weird. Thank you. I know you talked to Holly. We really appreciate you doing this. It's odd. we won't take up much of your time because it is the morning and it's busy. So, Mandy, like Holly told you, we do this dating segment. It's called Second Chance Romance. And you're our star today. And so here's the deal, Mandy. This is about past dates. Do you remember going out with a guy named Brandon?
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember going out with Brandon.
Okay. Here's question two. Can we get a little more up in your business this morning? It is our understanding that there wasn't much after the initial date, if anything. Was there a reason why there wasn't a second date?
I really like Brandon. He's a great guy. I'm a little scared that, like, he won't like me in the long run. I don't know if it's, like, going to work out for us.
What do you mean?
Okay. So we went on a date to the mall, and I had some pants I had to return to Nordstrom. And we had a really nice time. And at first, I could definitely see us together. But it was just, like, too fast, too soon for me. I don't know. I could just tell that things were going that way. He was talking a lot about, like, marriage and kids together.
Ooh.
And, like, I just casually mentioned that I like him, but that I also want to date other people at this time. And I don't know. I don't know if I want to be, like, pressured to be in a serious relationship right now, especially because I'm kind of, like, on the fence with, like, important life decisions that he seems, like, very ready to make right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, different pages.
Yep.
Yeah. You're on chapter one, and he's chapter four, five, or six.
Yeah. Third edition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Mandy, here's the deal, though. I mean, this might be fixable, maybe. I don't know. So let me be honest with you about something. We obviously got your info from Brandon. I mean, you figured that out by now. We actually, Brandon is here. He heard everything. So we have Brandon now. Holly, go ahead and put Brandon up. Let's bring these two folks together. Brandon, say hi to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Brandon.
So, I came on too strong, huh?
Yeah, I'm just, like, not where you are. We're not in the same place. I'm, like, super impressed with, like, that you're so clear about what you want and what you need in your life right now, and I definitely admire that about you.
Aww. Well, I just turned 40, and I know what I want. You know, but I don't want it to be at the expense of a good relationship with you.
Mm. I do like you. It's just that, like, I'm dating other people, and eventually I do want something serious. It's just not right now. And I'd hate to ruin a good thing, too, but, like, right now I'm not in a place where I want to get married and have kids. I just kind of want to be, like, a cool auntie for a while and be able to travel, and I'm just not on, like, the marriage page exactly right now.
We can do all of those things, though. We could travel.
I know. That's so sweet. I know. I just don't think you're hearing me, and that's why it's so hard. It's because I do like you. I just think that you're in, like, a much more serious place than me right now, and I wouldn't want to, like, lead you on. And you are a really nice guy, so I don't think
you like me. I like you. I'd like to go out again, and I know that they're gonna pay. So,
hashtag slow your roll there, Brandon.
I mean, he's not wrong, you guys.
No, he is not wrong.
Oh my God,
he is not wrong.
In the 18-year history of this stupid segment, we've never had someone just reveal the prize at the Mandy. Okay, let's go.
Yeah. So now we have to follow through with that.
Yeah. Hey, Holly, I think you should. Yeah.
So, you know, Brandon just said, yes, Mandy, if you are up to going on a second date with Brandon, we will facilitate that date for you. Is that something that you're willing to do?
I'm sorry, I can't. I don't want to lead him on, and I wish you all the best, Brandon. I really do. You're like the nicest guy, and I hope you find the right girl, but I'm sorry, I can't. It's just, I don't think this is going to go anywhere for us, and I don't want to lead you on. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay. Well,
okay.
All right, guys.
Well,
Mandy, Brandon, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys both. You know.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, and you know what you want, Brandon? There'll be
and good luck
ready.
To you, Brandon. I really hope you get what you're looking for. You're a really nice guy.
Oh.
Good luck to you, too.
You guys are nice, Brandon. Mandy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you.
All right, bye. Okay.
By the way, we're getting a lot of tweets. Yes, he moved here. He is not from the area. I think he's from New York or something. People. Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Your no is going to lead to a yes. Get the no's out of the way.
Yes.
In order to get to that yes.
That is so true.
Yeah. And you just got to know, you know.
Being Crystal about what you want. I mean, at least that's where he is.
Crystal Carrington Clear.
Yeah.